In a world where people feel divided and often isolated from others, Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, what is needed is a little more caring for others.
I have been thinking about thinking lately. I have been reading about thinking, and then thinking more about the thinking I've been reading about. I've been wondering how much I really do know. These are no small potatoes in this age when everyone is calling everyone else fakers, crooks, or liars. It may surprise some that the tools we use in knowing things are fundamentally flawed. Our senses are notoriously untrustworthy. The mind deceives us regularly. Tell me you never swore by all that was holy that you left your keys by the telephone, only later to find them in your car. That we claim certain things are as plain as the nose on your face is not convincing. A 5-foot-tall woman standing right before you looks 5 feet. 40 yards away, she looks an inch high. That's a flawed perspective. If the woman appeared as tall at a distance as she did close by, you'd run for your life. Take smell. Many shampoos and lotions are made with toxic chemicals. They smell great. They're not. Jellyfish, exquisitely soft and gelatinous, are pleasing to the touch, but the sting is in the tail. Antifreeze containing ethylene glycol has a pleasing taste, but it is actually deadly if consumed. Hearing is notoriously unreliable. Our 5 senses by themselves won't necessarily deliver the facts. Our senses require interpreting our sensations. The communities we run with will tend to confirm what we are sure to know. If I am a rabid Republican, most of my friends are, I will probably think like a rabid Republican. The same would hold for a tree-hugging liberal who runs only with the like-minded. That skews what we can know, leaving us only half the story. As early as 1263, Thomas Aquinas addressed this problem by writing these words. They address one way we can substantially know something. Aquinas writes, "Faith, our outward sense befriending, makes our inward vision clear." If a faith is fundamentally caring deeply about others and our world, and I believe it is, by caring deeply we become more alert, more aware. By deeply caring we understand more, and we act wisely. In my trips to physicians' offices, octogenarians should get points like frequent flyers do, I notice there is often a friend of a relative sitting with the patient in the waiting room. Of course, friends and relatives care deeply, but there's another dimension to this, a functional one. Because they care and care deeply, these friends or kin will be able to hear more clearly the physician's diagnosis, recommended treatments, and the like, in the way the patient is usually not able because of the high level of anxiety. Deeply caring friends and relatives may inquire into the hard questions that patients would not ask because of their fear. A deeply caring presence creates an aura, which is kind of an opening up, lead us from constricted and tight places to ones that are wide open and filled with possibilities. Deeply caring is a particular way of knowing and one least likely to deceive us. When our faith and deeply caring befriend our outer senses, they make our inward vision clear. George Merrill, On the Shore.